Blog Talk Radio.
Use all of your courage in Jesus to overcome. Believe there is no circumstance that can defeat you in your purpose to accomplish anything in your life. You got to believe it though, brother.
Yeah.
Faith is a substance of things hoped for. You got to believe. Come on.
the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled LaFayette. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, Israel. Greetings and blessings to you all tonight. If you would please give me a sound check, let me know how I'm coming in. Hopefully I'm coming in loud and clear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise y'all, praise y'all. Let me see what the chat is saying. Let's see. Bless you in there, saints. Sister Carrie and the family in Australia, I believe, right? Brother Willie, Brother Ugly, Sister Amara, Brother Josh, all you guys are saying 10. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you, bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise y'all. Glad we're coming in good. Well, hallelujah, saints. I'm your host, Deacon Bell, on this edition of the Brother segment of the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. Appreciate you all giving your time tonight to tune in and listen. Well, tonight or whenever you get you're able to catch the broadcast, it's a blessing to you. We thank the Most High Yah for allowing the opportunity and the man that y'all passed it out for making the way to do it. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I pray everyone was edified from the word yesterday. You know, our shepherd labored again, as always, for the sheep, for the flock that he's been given the charge over. You know, but he's the chief overseer of the flock here. And of the ministry. For those that actually, you know, do take heed to what the shepherd says. You know, those who obey them to have the rule over. You know, because some of you are, well, wild sheep or, I don't know, just goats that come by the ministry. You know, but there's sheep and goats. But nevertheless, you know, some of you know, you just, you know, you take care of yourself. I'll just say that. Well, the Father will take care when it's time. But anyway, hallelujah. You know, it was a good word that Pastor preached yesterday. You know, having to recover people, recover some out of the snare of the devil, you know, out of confusion. You know, it always amazes me, though, saints. You know, the Father's given us, you know, He's given you a man that you ought to listen to. So why don't we listen to him? He's giving you ears to hear Pastor Dow. Why do you have to stray away? What is itching in your ear? You know, what Paul said about itching ears? Let's read that. Let's read that. Nobody's going to start off with that this way, but hallelujah. Brother Ugly, will you put in the chat? Let me find it. 1 Timothy, let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. We're going to read verses 1 through 4. Then after that, we're going to go to Genesis 3. Nice day out today, saints. Even though we had rain, still a nice day. But, you know, I guess the rain was kind of scattered, but, you know, nice day to be out still, getting things done. So the brothers here on the land were laboring, as always. All right. I just said 1 Timothy chapter 4, right, Brother Ugly? You got that? Let me make sure I'm reading the right thing here. I'm sorry, Brother Ugly. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Got ahead of myself. But you know what? Since we're in 1 Timothy, let's just read that. You know, Pastor read that yesterday. You know, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You know, now you go back, when she listened to that Sabbath message, if you missed it, and Pastor covered a lot of the doctrines of devils out there, especially what he dealt with yesterday. You know, if you missed it, go back and listen to it. Very, very, very good words. Very good words. We're giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats, which y'all created to be received with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of y'all is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of y'all in prayer. You know, so we don't need to be giving heed to seducing spirits, you know, but what seduces you to go and listen to these, you know, because seducing spirits aren't just speaking in your ear. Now, they're using ministers. They're using people. They got to have a vessel to give life and breath to them, to teach their doctrines. That's how they seduce you. Oh, man, that sounds good. I like what this man's saying. Yeah, damn. Oh, hey, honey, come listen to this. So they start with, you know, if you're the man, you listen, or your wife listen. Hey, honey, come listen to this. Oh, yeah, that brother talking right. Yeah, yeah, oh. And then after you don't listen to him for hour, 4 hours, watch 1,000 YouTube videos, and you come back asking pastors, the elders, the deacons, the teachers, hey, you know, this man said this, and I'm confused. You know, why don't we do this? Well, wait a minute, brother, hold on. Who you been listening to? Your spirit is wrong. You're not talking like I taught one of this ministry. You're not talking like someone that's been discipled in this house. Where you been? That's why this mess coming at you. You got seduced. Hallelujah. All right, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. You gotta be careful what you hear. What did Jesus say? Take heed how you hear. You know, you're taking heed how you hear, that means you gotta stop and listen. You know, you gotta hear what you listen to what you hear. You know, and examine it. Like Pastor said, you go get the prophets before the law. His teaching yesterday, his ministering yesterday. You know, if you don't take the words of the prophets over the law and then make doctrines and commandments for men that's going to make them disobey the word, hold on, something's wrong here. You know, you're out of order. But it reads this. I charge thee, therefore, before Yah and the Master Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be it in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. And this is where we are. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall return unto faith. Fables, lies. You turn away from the truth. You know, you were walking the right way at first, and now, all of a sudden, you know, you're going this way. You know, Elder Mitchell, what he preached last time he was here, he's talking about, you know, being locked up with the ministry or the congregation that you're a part of. Everybody's going north, but you're going northeast. Then you're wondering why, you know, there's a distance between you and the other saints. But hey, because you're not on the same path that I'm on. That we're all walking here. What's going on with you? Don't get mad at us. We're all in unity. We're in one accord. You're the one that's brought the discord in. You know, giving in to the devil. Well, I don't like the way, you know, they do it over there straight way. I don't want to eat meat. Well, then don't. Eat your lettuce sandwich and be content. But don't despise the brother that's eating meat, though. I want to get a piece of chicken. Shut up, brother. Now, if it'll cause you to stumble, look, I won't eat it while I'm with you. You know, what the word said. But at the same time, don't come over here trying to bind me either. Hallelujah. Look, if I want to, if me and Brother Willie want to sit down and have a steak tomorrow, then that's our business. Don't get mad when you know we're over here eating a T-bone steak and you over in Texas eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Don't be mad at me. Just eat your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Be content with what was set before you over there in Texas, and I'll be content with my T-bone over here in Tennessee. With my Heinz 57 on, hopefully. Or A1. But we got to make sure we're not giving heat to these itching ears to make us go out of the pasture that we're in. You know, if the Most High is brought you this way, he's brought you the pastor, brought you all out of a lot of confusion out there that you were in from church Andy out there in the Christian church and out of the Hebrew camps and groups and everywhere else that you've come from, the Messianic camps, the groups, the out of Islam, Catholicism, you name it, you know, out of these religions that the Father has brought you out of. Out of that darkness of religion and into his marvelous light and got you hearing the true word of Yah, don't be deceived. Don't be taken away from that. Yeah, Brother Willie, I always try to jump the fence. You know, the grass is green on the other side, ain't it? Until you get stuck over there in the wolf. You find the wolf chewing on half your behind. You holler for the shepherd and you want him to come run and beat the wolf off you. Why did you leave the protection that you wanted? That's we got to stop having these itching ears. You know, there's a saying, the idle mind is the devil's workshop. And a lot of times these idle minds or idle spirit that we operate in, that's what leads you astray with the itching ears. Get you want to go hear what somebody's talking about. You never know, that might be the thing that pulls you out. I mean, you know, because the devil, he mixes the lie with the truth. That's how he's able to snare you. Now, if you want to get snared, go out there and listen to the lot. If you want to stay in the same place, you better stay where the Father brought you. Keep the ears for the one that he's giving you ears to hear, that ministered to you. Well, y'all just don't... Now, the Father gives you what's sufficient for you. I mean, it's amazing to me you got time to listen to these people. If you listen to everything Pastor puts out, everything that's put out through the ministry, all the YouTube videos, the blog talks, I mean, how you got time? How do you have time to go and listen to this stuff that's out there to get yourself entangled again with the yoke of bondage? To get confused, get your spirit messed up. Like Pastor says, is this somebody that's preaching a better word than we're getting here? Let me know who they are, and I'll show you how to submit to them. But that has not yet been done to this day. There's no one out there that you have come across, that you're listening to, that is doing that. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that. So there ain't nobody out there yet. Jesus found. And then you show them the pastor and him showing you how to submit and listen to him. But first, why don't you come back over here and do that here. Come submit and listen to the one that has the rule over, the one that the Father has brought and set over you. You know, because you weren't brought, pastor wasn't brought to you, the elders wasn't brought to you to sit down for you to teach and lead. You were brought to be taught, to be discipled. So let's keep it in order. Hallelujah. Sorry, brother. The Most High didn't call you to be the chief pastor over the minister, bro. I know you put the scriptures in the chat, but that don't make you the pastor, brother. You either, brother Josh. You keep fixing the engines, but hallelujah. Bless y'all, brother. All right, let's go to Genesis chapter 3. You know, the reason why I'm talking like this, saints, I'll tell you what, brother, before we go to Genesis chapter 3, keep that there, and I want to go, hold on for a second. Let's go to Acts chapter 28, verses 28-29. This is, wait a minute, Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verses 28-29. This is something Paul said. It's been in my heart here. Paul says this: take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of Yah, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Now, he's giving the elders instruction here. Feed the church of Yah, which he's purchased with his own blood, which Jesus purchased with his blood, when he died for us, he covered us with his blood, remitting our sins, cleansing us. For I know that after my departing, shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. And go back and read the rest of that when you get time, saints. Now, that was Paul's heart for the flock. But you know, so the leaders have been commissioned, given direction, to feed the flock. Take charge of them. Watch out for them. But you make it hard when the shepherd got to chase you down. You know, Jesus gave that parable over in Luke 15. We'll go there. But you know, you make it hard for the shepherds to watch over you when you run off into the desert, running off into the forest, just running everywhere like you don't got no sense. You know, then you get mad when your leg get broken. Or both your legs get broken. At least you can't run both of them broken. You get two of them broken. You know, sheep got four, but, you know, I've seen animals with broken legs. You know, when you get two legs broken, it's hard to get around. You're dragging your belly and everything. But spiritually, a lot of us, we like to do a lot of strength. We want to be that that sheep. But then the ones with responsibility over you, you definitely make it hard for them to keep the oversight, to watch for your soul, because you all of a sudden are taking responsibility. But you know, you're the one that's irresponsible. You don't know how to watch for your own soul. So get back in your place. Hallelujah. All right, Genesis chapter 3. We'll look at a couple of examples of responsibility. Now, Genesis chapter 3, I think we'll read it. Of course, you know, we read this one a lot. Hallelujah. But I still see Genesis chapter 3 and a lot of things that we do, a lot of our activities. You know, because we listen to the wrong voice. I tell you what, saints, y'all are searching the Bible. Look how many times you're seeing that they obeyed not my voice. That little phrase there, they obeyed not my voice. All right, let's read. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. Which excuse me, saints. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Yahweh Elohim had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath Yah said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Yah has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. You see the conversation going on, this bill. Temptation, you know, working here. But God doth know that the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. Now, you know, who's chiefly responsible in this situation here? Adam is. You know, he's the head. You know, men, we're heads of our houses. So we should be making sure we are keeping a good overwatch of our family, of our wives, our children, knowing what they're doing, knowing where they are, you know, being accountable of them, you know, making sure they're accountable to us and what they're doing. You know, not abusing the permissions and liberties that we give them. And then, the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of Yahweh Elohim walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yahweh amongst the trees of the garden. Now see, now the Father knows they're transgressed. They're sin, broke his laws that he gave them. You know, commandment he gave him, hey, don't eat this tree. You know, I told you what to do. You disobey. You know, so he's coming. Before they messed up, you know, they freely come around Yah. Oh, God's coming. God's coming. I got to hide. I'm naked. He's going to see my nakedness. He's been seeing all this time. What you talking about? You just now have illegally gotten that knowledge. And Yahweh Elohim called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Where are you, Adam? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. Yes, I heard you coming. And I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And Yah said to him, he's holding Adam responsible, holding him accountable. He just go to him first. He didn't go to Eve first. You notice that. He didn't go to Eve first. And he said, who told you that you were naked? And he said, who told you that you were naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? You know, did you disobey me? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat. And I said, this is my wife, Sister Ashley. Hey, Deacon, why did you eat that tree? Well, Yahweh, Sister Ashley gave me of that tree and I ate up. And Yahweh said to the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me and I did eat. Now see that blame shift for me to the woman? That a woman blame shifting to the serpent. You know, not being responsible. Hey, Master, I transgressed. Y'all, why transgress? I sinned. I disobeyed you. you know, it's his fault. You know, man, the man says it's her fault. Woman says it's the serpent's fault. And then the serpent, and y'all sent to the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and that above every beast of the field, upon thy belly thou shalt go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. You know, so he put a judgment on the serpent. So, okay, I got something for you, serpent, since you did this. You're the culprit that got them to do this. Yeah. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That's the judgment on the serpent. So now he's going back. Working his way back up the chain. From the blame game. Unto the woman, he says, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth thy children, bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Remind them, this is what I told you. Now, didn't I tell you? Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shall thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, but dust thou art, and dust shall you return. Unto the dust shalt thou return. You know, so most times I put the judgment on Adam and Eve. My bad, brother, I forgot to tell you how far we were going. But thanks for keeping up there. When most I put the judgment on the man, hey, look, you can try to play dumb or make excuses, but no, I'm holding you responsible. You acted irresponsibly when you disobeyed. You should not have done that. You shouldn't have listened to the woman that time. She told her, shut up. No, we ain't eating of that. Well, don't give me none of that fruit that we were commanded not to eat. So now you're going to rebel against Yah. I'm trying to, you know, but Adam went along with Eve. So, he went out from under his cuff. So we got to make sure we stay in our, let's make sure we stay where the Most High has placed us, saints. You know, if you place you in the man of Yah, stick with that man of Yah. Don't go a whore out from under. And then you want to come back home and get cleaned up. You know, the wolf done beat you up while you're out in that other pasture. You know, bit your tail off or ripped your tail up while you jumped back over the fence because he chased you back over. So we gotta make sure we stay obedient. Now let's look at King David. Let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 12. And after that, brother, we're gonna go to Numbers chapter 20, verses 9-13. 2 Samuel chapter 12. We're gonna read verses 10 at least. Start at verse 1. And Yahweh sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little lamb, or one little ewe lamb, which he had brought and nursed up, which he had brought and nursed up, and he grew up together with him and with his children, and did eat of his own meat, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a dog. This thing is cheap as a coat, it's close in the family. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock, and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him. But he took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. You covetousness working in this, don't you? You eyed that poor man's lamb. He wanted to keep his own. Hey, I'm going to steal Joe's lamb. I'm going to take Joe's lamb from him. I'm going to save mine, though. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as Yahweh liveth, the man that hath done this shall surely die. You know, so David raised the judge. You know, he gassed up. Mad, you know, this wicked man has done this. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. And Yah's putting them in remembrance now. And I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives. You know, he ain't supposed to have that many wives. And thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of Yahweh to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and has taken his wife to be thy wife, and has slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. You know, let them know, I saw what you did, but I ain't hid from it. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and has taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. You know, so y'all, and you see this whole situation, the Most High holding David accountable, not letting him off the hook. You know, David was doing some under the table dealing, and you know, the Most High got him. Like, nope. Mm-mm. You know, you're the king. You're responsible for this. And of course, if you read the other accounts, you know, David, the child died, and also Jerusalem got you know, the father sent the death angel over Jerusalem, killing people. So the judgments. There's a big judgment that got put on David because, you know, he was the king. But, you know, but either way, the Most High held him responsible, and that affected other things in his life because of that. Of course, you know, he said, you know, of course, your wives are going to be, you know, you did this thing secretly, but I'm going to do this openly. Your neighbors going to lay with their wives under the sun. That's over in verse 12 and 13. Go on down. But anyway, thanks. Y'all read the rest of that, keep it in context. But just remember those things. There's responsibility. You don't want to be irresponsible. Now you got children. You're responsible for them. You know, you get to clothe them, feed them, train them up, teach them. Your husband, you're responsible for your wife. You know what scripture say? You got to provide her food and raiment and conjugal rights. And if you buy a new car, that's just a plus. New dishwasher, wash machine. But you know what I'm saying? But you're responsible for your house. You're responsible for yourself, too. So when you got people over you, and y'all, you know, they're responsible for you. But all of us, you know, when I'm hearing this stuff about these people getting tangled up with these false doctrines out here, especially our saints, think of straightway, those of you who truly are part, that's a shame. And I know there's a lot many people out there who say they're straightway, but, you know, they're not really straightway, though. In truth, they're not. You know, because anybody can claim to be a part of you, but they're not walking in lockstep with us, then they're not part of us. You know, people claim to be part of straightway, but they've never once called the dining hall. No one knows who they are. Like, okay, well, how you put a straight way? Well, and that's how a lot of people get deceived, too. They come around claiming straight way, but nobody does any checking. Nobody calls Elder Becker or pastor or anyone. Hey, do we know Brother So-and-so? No, we don't get those calls. Instead, especially your sisters, you hook up with these brothers and stuff happening with y'all, and come on. Don't be so stupid. Go back and listen to Elder Becker's YouTube video on how we do things as far as, you know, with marriage and stuff. Your brother, you want to talk to a sister? Go to that elder in that area. Person has the overseer, or the community head, whoever. One of those two, or her father. But don't just run up on that sister and start talking to her. When your sisters, if a brother does that, shut them down. And brothers, don't let no sister run up on you and talk to you either. Shut them down and send them to the hell with the community head. We're trying to be responsible. That's what we operate responsibly in this ministry, not irresponsible. You know, like Pastor said, you use the term, there's a lot of males, but there's very few men. You got a lot of males who are making children. And doing everything else under the sun, but they won't be responsible for their households. Or for the households that they're making all of a sudden. You know, get a woman pregnant and they just leave. And you got a lot of irresponsible women who sleep with every Tom, Dick, and Harry out there too. It's on both sides. You got the whoremonger and you got the whoremongeress, or the whore. Woman playing the harp. Alright, let's go to... Listen, Numbers chapter 9. Numbers chapter 20, verses 9 through 13.
Brother, just turn that fan around with me, please.
Thanks.
No, not down.
Point it this way. So my air coming here, please. Numbers chapter 20. Thank you, Brother Josh. Yeah, Elder Becker's video on straightway protocol. Hallelujah, yeah. Follow the protocol. See, that keeps you responsible. See, Elder Becker's elder in the ministry, right? Now he's responsible for the flock. So he made that video trying to help give direction. So ain't no confusion on how you should do things. You know, because you want to do things decently and in order. You know, women, you don't go out like the men. A man, you don't just do everything under the sun either. You know, within reason. You know, within the orders them given. So we're really talking about accountability here. Hallelujah. Now, if you don't want to be accountable, you know, there's plenty of other ministries out there that'll let you do what you want to do. So go back to the Christian church you came out of, or your Hebrew camp. You Messianic church or assembly, whatever you want to call it. And run as dirty as you want to run. But there will be a payday between you and the Most High. Alright, chapter 9, Numbers chapter 9, chapter 20, verse 9. This is what Moses is striking the rock. We'll start verse 10. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of the rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beast also. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron, Because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation to the land which I have given them. Nothing. Now Moses got punched here. Because the Most High told him to speak to the rock. Go up and read some context things. I didn't read it all. But Moses was commanded to speak to the rock, not strike it. The first time he was commanded to strike it. But this time he was commanded to speak to the rock. And that upset the Most High when he hit that rock. You hear the judgment he made, you know. Now because you believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. You know, that's for Moses and Aaron. And this is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with Yahweh, and he was sanctified in them. So I believe we got that about responsibility. I hope that I've drove that home enough. But there is one other account I want to cover. Hold on, let me find it. Now Luke 15 was about the sheep, but not that one. What was that other one? Oh, I didn't read that. Tell you what, let's go to Luke. Yeah, we'll go to Luke 16. I want to read about the unjust steward. That's what I want to read about. Another person who was being held accountable, but he was responsible for something. We'll start at verse 1, brother. 1 through 9. Luke 16, verses 1 through 9. And he said unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. Now, this is the word that's going on about this steward, about this manager this man had. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear of thee? Well, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. In other words, you're about to get fired. Tell me what you've been doing. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? He had an inward communication now. He got being answerable to his master, to his boss. For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. I can't do that. To beg, I am ashamed. You know, he's too proud. You can't beg. I am resolved what to do. So he came up with his game plan. When I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their house. So he called every one of his master's debtors unto him, and he said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill, sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said to another, how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill and write 80. And listen to what Jesus said. And Jesus commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, make yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you. It's an everlasting habitation. So you got this unjust steward. At least he had enough sense. Let me see what I can do to at least be able to use my talents to get me in somewhere else. Since I failed this master, maybe someone else will give me another chance, and I can. And hopefully this man won't get himself fired after that. But you know, but his master was holding him accountable, holding him responsible for not doing his job like he was supposed to. You know, you're supposed to, you know, the master will wonder, how come we don't have any money to pay these bills? I want to buy a new tractor or add them to the house. Where's all this money that we got? I mean, you know, have the people who owe me been paying me back? That's what going to the steward about. You're wasting my goods. The steward probably went out and bought stuff they didn't need for the farm or however they lived. And then, you know, so the master's looking at, hey, we're running up short here. So he had to make this man give an account of what he got going on. And so, spiritually, we got to also check ourselves. How are you wasting your good spiritually? What are you going out and especially with your ear? You know, because the word says, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. Now, you out there spending a lot of time listening to these other ministers who are hindering your faith, bringing it down, because it's not edifying you. It's not edifying you. It's breaking your faith down. It's got you questioning, doubting. You're wasting your spiritual goods. Like Teacher Shane says, you're not putting anything in your bag that's going to be something that's tangible but that you can use in the day of adversity. You're getting a lot of knowledge, heaping up knowledge. You know, we got these engineers taking in all this knowledge, but you're not able to come to the knowledge of the truth. When you're full of confusion, you don't know how to go back and get a hold of Yah and get out of that confused state. The word don't come to you that Yah's not the author confusion. That scripture don't come to you because you're stuck in confusion or stuck in fear. Where's the word at? How come Yah has not given us the spirit of fear don't come back to you. He's not the mad author of confusion. Or whatever type of situation you got going on, because you strayed, it's like the bondages you find yourself in, you know, you are wasting your spiritual good. I remember, this was a long time ago. I remember coming home from work one day. It was we used to have our scripture study. This is years ago, early in the faith. And I remember coming home and just receiving the word. The pastor's ministering to us or whatever. And I said to him, I said, man, Pastor, I didn't realize I ran so low. But you get out there amongst the heat, amongst the world. You know how much it sucks the spiritual life out of, and you got to get tanked up. But the deception on this, if you listen to somebody, quote, who's a minister of Yah, someone in the faith, we think, but they preach the things contrary, how much is that? You don't realize it's draining your tank. If they ain't ministering to you from the Holy Ghost, from the Holy Spirit, from the Ruach, that anointing ain't resonating and building your spirit up as you listen, that should be a key telltale sign. That anointing ain't bearing witness, turn that shit off. Don't listen to them. That should be enough to tell you. What's the scripture say? You got anointing and unction from the Holy One. You don't need someone to teach you. That's part of what he's talking about there, too. The spirit ain't bearing witness. That should let you know something. Now, if your intellect bearing witness, that's not the real art. Don't allow your deceitful mind to draw you away. Now, some saints have enough sense to know that. And can obey that at times. And others out there, or others of you who may be listening, don't have that sense. But you better develop it. Don't be so quick to run out here and listen to all these teachers out here. And there's many of them. And guess who the prize is? Who the prize is? You. You want to capture your soul. That's why Satan raised him up. Hallelujah. But I do pray you all will be remain in the flock. Remain in the faith. But let's go to let's go to Luke chapter 13. We'll start with verse 22. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Master, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, notice that word, they said Master, so they know who they're accountable to. Don't forget that now, saints. Hallelujah, brother. I'm going to finally let you in, huh? Hallelujah. But don't forget, they called Jesus Master. The one who has authority over them. He said, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. But once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Master, Master, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. I don't know where you come from. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of Yah, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of Yah. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. So look what Jesus said, though. The emphasis of this, few will be saved, but he told us, strive to enter in. And while you're striving to enter in the straight gate, you better check and see what's not straight. There's a lot of things that appear to be straight, or appear to be the word of Yah that's being spoken. But discern and take heed how you hear. And when a man tells you anything that goes against the word, that's not the straight way. It got you breaking the word, going contrary to the word, commanding you things that the word says you can do. You know, it's lawful to drink wine. It's lawful to eat meat. It's lawful to eat vegetables. Just using foods now and drink. So they tell you something contrary to that, then that's not the straight gate. The straight gate has you obeying the word. It has you walking in agreement with the word, in accordance to it, not against it in any kind of way. So take heed how you hear. All right, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1. All right, we'll start at verse 3, Brother Ugly. We're going to be in this one for a little while. So, we're going to read all the way down to 21. So, brothers and sisters, we have to be discerning on this walk that we're in. Don't take it lightly. And be careful, because there's many pitfalls out there. What's the word say? Your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And the devil has many traps, and there's many ministers of Satan out there. And that's how the lion uses. They roar, but the roar is they're using the word, and then we get caught up listening to them. Oh man, yeah, that brother sounds good. He's preaching right, boy. Hallelujah. Yeah, I like that. But then later on, after you get drawn in by something good that's ministered by them, then when the poison come out, you just take it on in. Don't know you're getting seduced, getting mesmerized. You're getting drunk off what's being said, but then when that purple Kool-Aid gets slipped to you, you drink it, and like, oh, man, what's wrong? Oh, you know, why am I confused? Why am I all jacked up spiritually, you know? My mind, I feel all kinds of oppression. I want to hide from all the saints now. Don't want to be around anybody. And, you die a little slow death there. Be that sheep that's being killed off. The devil got you. Wonder why the spiritual oppression comes back in your life. Well, you know, you don't open the door through the ear gate. You know, the devil's able to help you transgress. Help you sin against Yah and not following them anymore. You know, depart from Jesus by following another minister, another voice. Because Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. But you heard the other voice and you followed them. Not the true shepherd, but the thief. You let them slip in or deceive you. And you got no one to blame but yourself. Sometimes you need to ask, Father, shall we listen to this guy? This man? Hallelujah. All right, where we at? Chapter, okay, verse 3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, to the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, wherever are given unto us great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Master Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. If you do these things, you shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Master and Savior Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. And though you know them, and be established in the present truth. To be established in the present truth, that means you had a truth that you built a foundation on, that you were dwelling on, walking in. Then he says, yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Yeah, you think about what Pastor preached yesterday, the word that went forth. He's trying to bring you back to remembrance. Shocking the mind, hey, look, this is what the word said, according to the law and to the prophets. Putting our mind back on track for those who have gotten to see. That's the shepherd. Leaving the 99, going and finding the one. The one over here. The one over there. That's got this mess in their ears now. If you hear the shepherd calling, sheep, come home. Hey, the truth is this way. Come this way. Come back. Whatever you help me hear the shepherd's voice. Holy Spirit say, come back. There ain't no confusion over here. There ain't no doubt over here. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Master and Savior Jesus Christ. Notice that entrance. First was closed off to you. You couldn't find it back. Getting lost, confused, in doubt. You know, thanks. It's not hard. You ever been lost anywhere before? In a city somewhere? Some of you have traveled a lot, been to other places, get lost and turned around? You know, got confused on the way. It's not fun, is it? It's no fun being lost. And spiritually, a lot of people get lost listening to these other voices. And you got to have somebody come find you. You got to, hey, call him. Call my dad. He knows this thing like the back of his hand. So, hey, Daddy, I'm lost. I'm on 9th Street, and I don't know where I'm at. Where am I supposed to go? What's the name of the first road you passed by? Oh, Johnson Road. Hey, okay, I know where you're at. Turn around. You got to go back the other way. 30 miles. 30 miles? Yeah. You got lost. You messed up. Don't question me. Just go back 30 miles and take a left on Main Street. You'll be where you need to go. That's the same way with the preaching. Pastor got to, you know, shepherd got to bring us back. Start your mind, your pure mind, aware of remembrance. If he can reach you. If you had the ears to hear now. But hopefully the senses ain't been dulled out by what the other stuff that's been taken in. Hallelujah. Now, Brother Ugg, if you get lost out there, brother, listening to T.D. Jakes and gain 50 pounds, man, look, we're going to have a problem. When you come back home, we're going to have to put you in the gym and put a knife to your throat. And don't do no crazy praise while you're jumping around the knife to your throat either. Hallelujah. All right, let's keep reading. Let's see where we at. But, you know, you're establishing this present truth. It ain't hard to, you know, it's not hard simply to follow. You hear pastors say this, you know, the best leaders make the greatest followers. That will have been great followers. But some of you learn how to be great followers again. Don't go out there and get in the seat. You know, my children, my boys play a game. I haven't seen them play it in a little while now, but they'll follow each other around. Follow the leader. Follow the leader, they'll say. I think I mentioned this before. But follow the leader. Follow the leader. And they'll keep saying, keep following whoever's in the lead. You know, follow the lead. It ain't hard. Follow the shepherd. What the pastor say? Follow me as I follow Christ. You know, straightway is not teaching you anything contrary to the word. The doctrines here are not contrary to the word. In spite of what others may out there may think and preach. But if you want to follow them, follow them. Stay away from here. Leave us. Don't come over here and be a spot in our feast of charity. Don't come feast. Don't come over here feasting yourself without feet. Feeding yourself without feet in our feast of charity. And like Brother Willie said, stay in your lane. Hallelujah. But you know, these things you add to your faith, Like going back up to verse 5, you know, adding virtue and knowledge, the right knowledge, not knowledge that will take you away from the word, temperance. You know, we were talking about food yesterday. Me, Pastor, talked about temperance and eating. You know, he don't eat certain much of certain things, so he don't gain weight. You know, so temperance and your eating, temperance in your drinking, especially with alcohol. You don't want to, you know, become a drunkard. You know, get drunk. You want to drink 50 beers, but you can only handle two. Just drink two. What you got to prove anyway? That kind of thing. You know, temper. What's wrong with that? And of course, you had brotherly kindness. Okay, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. And what he says, if these things being you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Master, Jesus Christ. And I believe this ministry focuses on those areas, teaching us these things in a straight way. A lot of preachers will consistently keep you in that area where you're actually growing and gaining spiritually, not losing, not wasting your spiritual substance. You actually can be built up here. Many of you have received the Holy Spirit here in this ministry. You've learned how to heal the sick and cast out devils. You learn the spiritual workings of the spirit. So why are you going somewhere else with people who don't do that? Now you're here, you learn how to build yourself up in your most holy faith in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. You know, we don't forbid that here. We encourage you to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. And many of you have that testimony. So don't go out to other places who will kill you spiritually. Hallelujah. So stay home. All right? Hallelujah. Let me scroll down here for a minute. Let me find the scripture I was looking for. Hold on. And yeah, this is what I wanted to say. It's verse 19, Brother Ugly. Well, verse 16 says, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Master Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty." But, you know, we're not following cunningly devised fables here. We ain't making them, you know, ain't nothing been made up just to deceive you and to get you to, you know, to follow here. You know, men coming up with crazy concoctions and making up crazy, strange doctrines for you to follow. No, that ain't happening here straightway. You stick straight with the word. Hallelujah. But verse 19, we also have a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto you take heed, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. And knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. No, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of Yah spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, the Ruach HaKodesh. That's the same way you hear pastors speaking, as he's moved by the Holy Spirit, led. But you know, verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, and a lot of men will take scriptures and make them of their own private interpretation. And that's where the confusion comes in. When you listen to that stuff, you're like, hey, that don't sound right. Or you come back here, you've heard somebody's private interpretation, Then you come back here questioning. And the word's been preached straight here. It's not a proper interpretation. It's been rightly divided, rightly discerned. But that proper interpretation you have has messed you up, clouded the vision. So that's why Jesus said, take heed how you hear. But anyway, saints, that's all I got for you tonight. I didn't plan on being long tonight. I pray you'll edify it in some way tonight. When this little study went over tonight. And I pray you all have a great week. Stay in fellowship with the Most High. Of course, as always, make sure y'all are following the ministry. Listen to the videos. Listen, just stay in this little sanctuary the Most High provided you. Hallelujah. Stay in this little sanctuary the Most High made for you. You got a family here. You got great words here in this ministry. There's no reason to go out there and take up on this junk food out there, spiritual junk food that's out there. That's going to wreck your spirit. But anyway, stay connected to the ministry, saints. Listen to all the pastor's videos on Patreon, on YouTube. The videos that everyone else is putting out, pastors, the elders, whoever else, you know, doing things. Brother Daniel and them on the Lion's Den. I mean, the saints, there's a bunch that we got. Yeah, Sister to Sister. Man, I can't think of everybody that does videos now. You know, we got the Straightway News. We got Pastor Corey out there in Straightway, Kansas. I mean, come on. There's plenty of words. There's plenty of words. Man, we got two anointed, powerful men of y'all in this ministry. You mean tell me, just off of that alone, you can't, there's not enough to eat? My goodness. What's wrong with it? Oh, I forgot. The full soul loathes the honeycomb. Maybe that's what it is. Teacher Eric, yes, sir. Thank you, brother. Full soul loathes the honeycomb. Full souls going there wandering around. Oh, well, I don't like these cabbage and green beans over here Straightway. And this fried chicken. Let me go see what this man over here got. Well, it's a TV Snakes. Get me a Snickers bar. Go over here and listen to Joe Blow out there. Get filled up with a whole bunch of other junk. And you know what I'm saying? But come on, we got to be wiser than that. Don't fall for the not give the devil any place to take us captive, to deceive us, to blind us. Hallelujah. Most of us provide us with good pasture. Hallelujah. Anyway, saints, I do bless you and love you all. Brother, I'm chewing this big belly, yeah. Taking out the book of Hebrews. I mean, come on, man. Taking out the whole book? Really? And you're like, you know what's going to happen to that, man? Take away from the word and get your name taken out of the book of life. But hallelujah, saints, so our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. We do got things to look forward to. Hallelujah. All right, saints. Bless you all. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Be encouraged. And don't forget to keep up with the warfare prayers. Binding and loosing. Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Brittany, Brother Vincent, Sister Amar. Brother Steve, Sister Wenda, all you saints up there in Canada that I've never met, bless you all, love you all dearly. All right, saints, strength and honor. Be encouraged. The King is coming. Thank you.